Hey everybody, this is Devin Boker and you are listening to 500 Days Happier. It's a 500-day experiment to, well, get happy. It's a bit of a gratitude challenge. It's a daily gratitude challenge. It's a trial and error exploration of different strategies that are supposed to help increase long-term happiness, help reduce anxiety, help battle depression, those sorts of things. And trying them out myself to see how easy it is to do in real life, to see what the challenges are, and to share that experience with others so that maybe it might be of help. Day 34 of 500 and a whole new crisis. I came to find out late last night that, at my grandma's funeral, we were exposed to COVID. I don't have any symptoms, but I'm getting a test tomorrow and then back working from home until Monday at the least. So the thing is, I was fortunate enough to get the first half of the Pfizer vaccine like a week ago, but I'm still susceptible. So it's possible my test will end up being positive. Fingers crossed. I don't really know. I have to say, though, it's really not me that I'm worried about. It's my family. I'm worried about the family member who has it, the family who was exposed. I'm worried that my grandma's funeral is going to end up being another super spreader event. Even though she took the pandemic very serious, I'm worried for my grandpa who spent his first night alone last night. He's got COPD. And he joked to me in a very haunting way on Saturday that if he gets COVID, he's done for. And honestly, it falls in theme with my anxiety as a whole since my grandma passed. It's my family's aging. I'm aging. I've had multiple family members die this last year, and the years are beginning to show on everyone's faces and bodies in a way that I don't know that I really noticed before. And I'm feeling this fleetingness, this good old existential dread. I'm kind of in a spiral thinking about time lost and time left and what it means for time to be well spent. And on top of it all, I'm still reeling from the loss of my grandma. Like, I'm really struggling to come to terms and to navigate grief and to keep myself upright. But I can do this. Gratitudes. So, number 134, that I was one of the fortunate ones to get the first half of the Pfizer vaccine. 135, that I have the option to work from home in this anxiety-amplifying time of uncertainty. 136, that I've managed to do the bare minimum so that my life doesn't fall into complete disarray. And 137, this is a weird one, but I love white rice. Like Asian takeout sticky white rice, like, it's the best. And I never eat it when it's delivered. I kind of always save it as this, like, leftover treat that I can microwave and eat by itself. That's a gratitude, I guess. More tomorrow. I'm getting there.